and welcome to the TNW podcast. I'm your host Barbie, and today we have with us Namit Dhingra. Namit is a digital business strategist and currently working at a senior management position in BizPerioscope. He has an experience of over 5 years in the field of digital media marketing. Welcome, Namit.
Thank you, Barbie, for having me here.
So, Namit, tell me, how does a content in social media marketing building a strong consumer connection with the brands?
See, Bobby, when we talk about growing social media, the companies nowadays have become more careful with what type of content to display and what strategies to invest in. Focusing on right content is the most important thing to consider when we talk about social media marketing, as viewership of such apps and websites have increased over the period of time, so has their receptive nature.
Okay.
Relatable content is the key right now. Now, marketers need to focus on creating content which is more human and emotionally relatable to the consumer. For example, when you see an ad of home loan or healthcare on Facebook, they are more human and more relatable to the day-to-day life of a consumer.
Okay. So, how is the process of content development evolved in creating effective social media campaigns?
See, Bhavi, effectiveness of a social media campaign is directly proportional to the quality and effectiveness of a content being used to back it up.
Okay.
On social media, consumers make more authentic connections with the brand. So when creating a content for campaign, be it on Facebook or Instagram, one should not only focus on the universal selling points, but also use content which adds value to the brand image.
What do you mean by brand image?
See, when I talk about brand image, for example, when you talk about insurance policies or insurance companies, you not only focus on earnings or tax benefits, you also focus on the care that the companies join with these policies or services, not only of the buyer, but also their family.
Okay. And how does content strategy has changed over time with the changing social media marketing?
See, Barbie, change is not only inevitable, but also necessary.
Right.
As business is growing, so does is the consumer's mindset and their reach.
Okay.
We have seen various changes and upgrades in the social media platforms, as well as the way advertisements are shown now. From live videos to live stories, from image ads to video ads, social media is developing and becoming more accommodating, not only for old, but as well as new consumers.
Okay.
So the content also needs to keep up with the changing consumer behavior, and the new techniques need to be followed. Campaigns are not only on image or video related, but now comprise of online blog, podcasts, as well as review and unboxing videos are now being incorporated to show what are the benefits as well as features of the products and services. So the content which is being incorporated needs to be more effective, as well as the strategies used need to be more relatable.
Okay. Well, I think that's pretty much bring us to an end of our podcast. Thank you so much, Namit, for come on board and help us understand more about future and the impact of content in social media marketing.
Thank you, Barbie, for having me here.